Well, greetings to all my fellow Blind Cool Tech listeners. This is Jim Fiddler, host of the Republic of Avalon Radio podcast. Soon considering just not calling it a podcast anymore. I don't know, netcast, podcast, online radio, whatever. I think the podcast side of it has to do with people putting it on their iPod or their iRiver or their portable MP3 player of whatever flavor. But you can do that with anything. I mean, you can take an episode of a TV show and put it on an iPod. Does that make it a podcast? No. Anyway, I do digress. I have a little tip today. It's a very handy thing that I ran into. And it has to do with this squirrely thing called DNS servers. Now, for you who say, what? DNS servers. We all use these things, whether we're aware of it or not. And they have a lot to do with how fast our connection is, depending on which DNS servers we're using. And some other elements as well, in terms of safety or security or whatever slant you want to put on that. In a nutshell, DNS stands for Domain Name System. It's kind of like a phone book. So like if you want to phone Fred Smith, well, Fred Smith is the name, and the equivalent for that in terms of our internet experience would be, say, going to republicofavalonradio.com. Now, what you do is when you type in www or triple U, as we say, in the Republic of Avalon here, .republicofavalonradio.com, how does your computer know where that is? It's like you going and looking, grabbing a phone book and looking up Fred Smith. You go and you look up Smith and you go down through A and B and C and there's Fred. And then you get a number. Then you can actually pick up your phone and dial that number that corresponds to Fred Smith. Well, the computer does something similar to that, or pretty much the same thing, actually, using this DNS thing. You might have seen it when you're initially setting up your internet connection. You have to set a few things, IP address and so on. A lot of people just have that set to automatic for both the IP address and the DNS. But you can do all kinds of other wonderful things, and you know, if you're using a home network, you might want to dedicate IP addresses to certain machines so that it's not just randomly looking for machines as they pop onto the system, but your machine can have a dedicated IP address, which you would do simply by going in under the IP address field and just typing in, let's say I want my laptop here in the kitchen, sitting on the kitchen table, let's say I want that to be 192.168.0.55, for example. Well, I can just do that. That's fine. And on the network here, that's what that machine will always be. It'll never change, and there's advantages to doing it that way. But then, of course, the next thing is the DNS server. It wants to know DNS server. So when you leave that blank, what happens is when you type in your Fred Smith equivalent, republicofavalonradio.com or amazon.com or whatever, what'll happen, your browser first will look on your computer to see, what does that mean, republicofavalonradio.com? What's the number? I'll connect you to that, but what's the number for that? First, it'll look on your computer. If it doesn't find it there, it might look at your router to see if you have a router. It might look there to see if it's there. If not, it will go and look at, say, your ISP, your internet service provider, and see if it's there. And if it's not there, then it'll just go all the way up and start looking right up to the 13. I think it's divided in all around the world, 13 sections, 13 places on the internet, or on the internets, as George Bush would say. What you can do, though, instead of leaving it blank, or instead of typing in the couple of DNS servers that you might have gotten from your ISP, which sometimes aren't always the fastest or the best to use. There have been problems. People have had problems, and speed is one issue, and there's all kinds of other little bits. But, yeah, your ISP isn't necessarily the best way to go. And, of course, leaving it blank means it's probably just going to go and get it from your ISP. But you can, if you want, actually put in your own. You can actually do this thing on your own. And what I'm here to tell you about is this really nice option that we have. And I'm using it now. And I must say it's brilliant. It's everything is definitely faster. Just a lot zippier. And this is something called OpenDNS. And if you want to find out all the information, get the scoop on OpenDNS, you can go to opendns.org. But aside from going there and reading all the stuff, that's all fine and dandy. I can save you some time and tell you how to set this up. It's very, very easy. You don't need to download any software. You don't need to install anything. You don't need to give your email address to anybody or sign up for any lists or anything. Simply, all you do is you go in to, let's say, in my case, hang on, I have a sip of coffee. Yum, yum. Okay, I would go into my control panel, and then I would hit N until I hear network connections or whatever. I'd press enter on that. And I would go down and right-click on my wireless connection because I have a home network here. Somebody else might right-click on local area connection, depending. So you've got to sort that out for yourself. I can't read the mind of your computer. Anyway, the point is, whatever connection that is pertinent, you would get into the properties of that and find where you have the... There's another properties under that where you have the option to put in your IP address and your DNS and so on. All you do is go into under your DNS. It's going to want two. It's going to want like a primary and a secondary. Just enter in for the primary 208.67.222.222. So that's 208.67.222.222. And for the secondary, it's 208.67.222.220. That's 208.67.222.220. And then you just click on OK and close it all down and everything. From that point on, you will be using the OpenDNS domain name system server. And you will experience definitely better speed. It also tends to be very good. See, this is all these guys do. So your ISP is busy doing 10,000 other things. OpenDNS, that's all they do. So it's very good. It protects you against certain phishing expeditions that you might be vulnerable to. And this doesn't involve any kind of pop-up blocker or any foolishness like that. You just don't notice it. It's very nice. Also, another little advantage to this is when you type an address in your browser, such as, oh, I don't know, blindcooltech.com. But let's say you make a mistake and you type in blindcooltech.cmo instead of blindcooltech.com. Well, wouldn't you know it, you're going to get there anyway. It's smart enough to know when you make a mistake. And in fact, if you type in an address and you completely bollocks it, you get it completely upside down. It will give you options of websites that might be what you meant. So if you type, I think I tried typing Amazon.com instead of Amazon. I put an M at the end instead of an N, and I got there anyway. So it's very nice. You don't have to necessarily be as picky when you type in a URL into your browser. You can just let your fingers fly on those keys, and if you make a little mistake, it's not a big deal. And as I said, I've utilized this on, let's see, on my laptop, the computer in the control room, where I do all the recording of music and putting together the Republic of Avalon radio show. On the laptop, what else have I put it on? The Mac we have in the living room, the Mac Mini. And yes, sir, it's just zipping along, and I'm quite impressed with it. So I just thought I would share that with you guys. If you want more information about it, as I said before, you can just go to opendns.org. And again, DNS is Domain Name System. So I don't have to say Delta, November, Sierra. I can just say Domain Name System, and you'll get the gist of that. In the meantime, just a big happy St. Patrick's to everybody. And for those of you who might have been wondering what happened with Republic of Avalon Radio, I had no end of calamities since just before Christmas. I've described myself as being a charter member of the Black Cloud Society. Absolutely everything has gone wrong. Everything you could imagine, from computers just letting the smoke out of themselves, giving up the ghost, going south, whichever way you want to describe it, to hard drives going south on me. I've got a huge hard drive with all my stuff, and when I went to back it up, here's the funny thing, when I went to back it up, that's the irony of it all, that's when the drive went south on me. Perhaps if I had left it alone, I would have been fine, but no. I had to back it up. There was a lot of stuff on there, a lot of music, all the stuff for Republic of Avalon Radio, all the episodes, including all the jingles and stings and segues and the theme music and just absolutely everything you could imagine, all on that hard drive. Now, that hard drive is sitting out in the control room now on the counter, completely inaccessible. I can't get at any of the data on it. I don't have $500 or $1,000 or $1,500 to send it away and get the data retrieved from it. So, in a nutshell, I've been out of the picture for quite a while, and a lot of other things going on as well. So, but for you who might be interested, we will be getting things going again sometime soon. Things are starting to settle down, and I ended up getting a laptop, and that's working. And my new system in the control room is working, and we should have another episode of The Roar out to you guys soon. So, anyway, as I said, happy St. Patrick's to everybody, and we'll catch you all sometime in the future.